Many, many years ago, when I was just 18, I was learning in Beis Medrash. Oh, what a perfect scene. My Rebbe picked Yevamos, and I proudly turned the page. I guess I had high hopes that I would someday be a sage. I started with a great geschmack. How hard could it be? It all looked pretty simple, as far as I could see. But then I read the words from the Mishnayos that I used, and in under 1 minute, I was utterly confused. Now if a woman's husband meets a quick, untimely end,
oh, that's terrible.
Yibum and Chalitza would eventually depend. I don't understand this, and I'm not one to complain.
Oh, you complain sometimes.
My Rebbe said it's simple, and he went on to explain. If Mr. A goes out and marries Mrs. B, and they give birth to a sweet boy, let's call him Little E. Mrs. B then passes on and A marries C. They go on and have a son, and they name him D.
Ah, what a cutie! I can eat him up!
Then A dies and C gets married. F is now the spouse, and their little baby G is running around the house. Then E passes on, and widow T, she marries G. If suddenly G passes on, F can't marry T. Oy. Now G has two other wives, Mrs. P and Mrs. V. And just as F can't marry T, he can't marry V or P.
Ooh, what is he talking
about? To complicate the matters, and this may just sound a little wild.
The whole thing's wild.
P and V may marry if F can't have a child.
Oy, Gewalt.
I am confused. And at this very point, there was steam coming from my ears. All my fellow Bachrin were practically in tears. Then I heard my Rebbe's voice, and my brain began to blow. He said this was just the first. There's 14 more to go. I am so confused.
You don't believe what's going on in my brain.
I am so confused.
It's a mess up
here. I can't take it no more. I'll go bonkers for sure. Oy, I'm so confused. Oy, I'm so confused.
Why couldn't they teach us something simple?
Oy, I'm so confused.
Come on, what's
I can't
this?
Take
I can't
it
keep
no
up.
More. I'll go bonkers for sure. Oy, I'm so confused.
Understands this stuff?